Buttercup Shake Up, 101.3 CFM. Practically the weekend. Good weather too, 27 for the Central Coast today, and fine, looks good tomorrow as well. We are honoured, Chrissy Mercer, to have a legend of the Central Coast Mariners on the line. He announced his retirement from the club only yesterday afternoon.
John Hutchinson. Hutch joins us this morning. Hey Hutch, how are you?
Good guys, how are you?
Oh mate, it was an emotional day yesterday for anyone that's followed the Mariners. I mean, can I embarrass you with your stats?
Oh, fire away if you like. I'll just block my ears.
He's not shy. Obviously, the competition's one of the very few foundation players approaching 10 years of service. And, of course, we are in the 10th A-League season. He's been there from day one. Of course, the club's made an A-League championship.
Yay!
Hutch was there for that one. Two premierships, four AFC Champions League campaigns. Mate, you look back, the obvious question, what was the best one?
Oh, the grand final win obviously was the best one. Is you know, to win two leagues, and we won a pre-season cup in there as well. But to win the grand final on our fourth attempt was amazing, you know. And the boys were so happy and overjoyed. And for me, the party scenes at the end of the game when we went to the change room, and obviously the boys had to go to Kariba once they got back, and we had a good night out together. It was amazing.
Hey, Hutch, approaching 10 years of service for the Mariners. My hot tip. Stick around for the long service leave.
Yeah, that sounds good, doesn't it?
No, for real.
Our company has that. Does the Central Coast Mariners have some sort of package you get after 10 years? Because our company does. That's why we're hanging around.
Well, I hope so. I might try to hang around for a bit longer. But, yeah, I'm getting too old now, you know, and the young boys are getting faster at training. I'm getting slower, I think.
Well, mate, obviously we're having a bit of a joke about it, but there has been some talk of a coaching role for you. Where's that all at?
Yeah, well, obviously, we're just speaking to the club at the moment. So I've just retired from the A-League. I'm not sure if I'm going to continue playing at anywhere else. But, yeah, I don't know. The coaching thing with the Mariners at the moment is just on hold. They're in discussions to try to find a job for me. And, you know, obviously, hopefully they can, because I've been here 10 years and it'd be great. But, yeah, it's football and you never know what's going to happen.
Focusing on the rest of the year, though, you are sticking around for the rest of the season, yeah?
Yeah, I am. I'm looking forward to the rest of the season, playing with these boys and under Mossy, because it's been enjoyable so far.
Mate, and obviously the Central Coast has been a big part of your life. Your family is here. I guess that'd be a bonus to be able to continue to live on the coast should you find a role with the Mariners.
Yeah, look, I've said many a time the coast is the best place in the world to live. It's, you know, the community, people around here are fantastic, and just the friendships that you make off the field with the fans and the members, you know, and the people just around, you know, it's fantastic that my family's been welcomed to the coast. It's a great area to bring up kids, and as I said, it's the best place in the world to live.
Well, mate, it's just been so cool to have you on our humble little radio show this morning to celebrate your milestone. Congratulations on an incredible career with the Central Coast Mariners, and best of luck for the future, mate.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for your time.
You're welcome.
Thanks,
John
Hutch.
Hutchinson. What a
Yay,
champion. Central
thanks,
Coast
Hutch.
Mariners. It's 8:20 on CFM.
Sea traffic. In the market for a